just in regards specifically to handling comments, as a say you're a blog and you've got your comments to whether to moderate them or not. We've talked about the Alex Hilton case and that his defence was sort of strengthened by the fact that he hadn't meddled and that he didn't take responsibility. So would I be better just to leave my comments well alone and not touch them?
Well, I mean, this is six of one, half a dozen of the other. Certainly, as soon as you know about comments, you're on the hook for them, for any subsequent publication. So, in the event that you put up there are comments on your blog, and if one of them defames me, and I write to you tomorrow and say, they're defaming me, I put you on notice. Even though you didn't write the comments, from that point onwards, you're liable for any publication of them. However, we've not really had a case that turned on it is exactly as everyone thinks, but it's definitely worth remembering that if you do moderate comments, you may well be found to be liable, whereas if you don't moderate comments, you're only likely to be liable after you get the letter of claim.
I see, right. I mean, the fear for me, I mean, from my own experience, is that you'd then be sort of risking potentially being in contempt if, for example, it was a legal case and someone left a comment that was in contempt of a court order.
Opening yourself up to 101 other.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, people might. You can find that popular blogs can obviously be taken over by various fruitcakes. 9/11 truthers, people who blame the Jews for everything. Sexually obsessed people who will put porn on your comments. These undesirable people can and will hijack your blog if you don't put comments on it. On the other hand, if you do put moderate comments, then you can be on the hook for defamation. So I think it's really a case of choosing what you want. What I would advise, actually, is you work out what are the risks you're likely to be facing. If the people who comment on your blog are essentially sane human beings who never go too far beyond anything, it's worth, and you don't attract various spammers, contempt of quarters, or if hate speakers don't hijack your blog, then it's probably worth not moderating it, but just casting your beady eye over it every now and then, so anything that's just really out there is deleted. On the other hand, if you're talking about family law, for example, I'd want to moderate the comments, because whatever might happen with libel could be nothing compared to what might happen with contempt.
Do you think that the law would look on you favourably if you'd reacted when you realised something was in contempt and then you acted on it, you deleted it straight away?
I mean, contempt of court is different. It's not a... You're off the hook for contempt, as it were. If you what we call purge your contempt, so if you were simply the innocent disseminator, if you had an unmoderated blog and someone just stuck information on your blog that was a contempt of court, then if you checked it fairly regularly and deleted anything that was. Deleted this at the first opportunity, and certainly deleted it when it was brought to your attention, then yes, I think you'd be in a much better position than if you just ignored it and said, I didn't put it there.
Because
I think the lesson with comments has got to be that moderation has its own dangers, but not moderating comments has other fairly obvious dangers as well. So you've just got to decide what the best way forward is for you. And even if they're unmoderated, I think a degree of policing has got to be considered, because even if you've got a case that is winnable, it's far better never to end up in problems in the first place.